If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it and it's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, can we get down on Friday? Everybody's looking forward to the
big Friday.
Friday.
Someone call it WrestleMania Eve. Others would call it Fish Eve.
Oh, God.
That's right. Our girl Taryn Daly is going to see a band that she despises with her husband, who loves them, tomorrow at Climate Pledge Arena. You're going to go see the band known as...
For my hand was holding hers, she whispered words and
Fish.
I'd rather be at WrestleMania.
I can hit you in the back with a steel chair if you want.
Let's get to our contestants, Andy and Ella in Las Vegas. Are you there?
We are here. Good morning, guys.
You're in Vegas?
We are in Las Vegas. It's 60 and sunny, and there's WrestleMania stuff everywhere.
I still have time to catch a flight, Steve.
So, Andy,
you just get Fish for it.
You're going to see WrestleMania.
Yeah, we're just going to night two. We're going to watch somewhere tomorrow, but we're going in for night two to see John Cena's farewell WrestleMania match.
And Ella's your daughter?
Yep.
Hey, Ella, who are you rooting for, Cody Rhodes or John Cena?
Oh, it's going to be hard, but probably Cody, because he's my favorite.
American Nightmare.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here. For those who are playing along at home, Andy and Ella will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
In technology, what does PC stand for?
Personal computer.
Correct. In what decade was Hello Kitty created?
60s.
Say it again?
60s.
No.
70s.
Yes. What type of creature is a sidewinder?
Bass.
Name one of the states that the Mason-Dixon line touched.
Mississippi.
No.
Sorry, repeat the question.
Name one of the states that the Mason-Dixon line touched.
Louisiana.
No.
Missouri.
No. What was the name of Homer Simpson's favorite beer?
Duff.
Correct. Plants that grow, reproduce, and die in one season are called what?
Annuals.
Yes. On a standard Monopoly board, what color is Pennsylvania Avenue?
Green.
Yes. Chile shares most of its border with what country?
Brazil.
No.
Argentina.
Correct. What does a forensic pathologist perform?
Pass.
What flavor of fruit is typically used in Black Forest cake?
Licorice.
No. But you know what? You guys got
no help at all.
Six correct. Not bad. Not bad. How are we feeling? We feeling good?
Not helping.
No, I'm not. Sorry.
And here comes Mr. Steve Miggs. But the real question remains, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
In technology, what does PC stand for?
Personal computer.
It does. In what decade was Hello Kitty created?
The 40s?
No.
The 30s?
No.
The 50s?
No. What type of creature is a sidewinder?
A sidewinder is a bat.
No.
A bird.
No.
A donkey.
No. Damn. Name one of the states that the Mason-Dixon line touched.
Alabama.
No.
Arkansas.
No.
Texas.
No. What was the name of Homer Simpson's favorite beer?
Duff.
Correct. Plants that grow, reproduce, and die in one season are called what?
Busy.
No.
I don't know, path.
On a standard Monopoly board, what color is Pennsylvania Avenue?
Green.
It is. Chile shares most of its border with what country?
Argentina?
It does. What does a forensic pathologist perform?
Autopsies.
Yes. What flavor of fruit is typically used in a Black Forest cake?
Blackberries.
No.
Apples.
No.
Raspberries.
No. Steve Miggs.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
With time to spare, though, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, which is a loss.
Oh.
6-5.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Andy and Ella all the way from Las Vegas.
Woohoo! We got you, Steve. That's my first victory of the year. So.
Oh, well, that's just fantastic, Andy. You don't need to rub it in. But you know what? We'll play this for your daughter, Ella, since she's rooting for him. Little Cody Rhodes theme song, baby.
Neither of you guys, or none of you, I should say, knew that a sidewinder is a snake.
A snake?
Yes.
That makes sense.
And the states that the Mason-Dixon line touched were Pennsylvania, Delaware, West Virginia, and Maryland.
I was nowhere close.
A Black Forest cake is made with cherries.
Cherries.
You don't like that?
No, I have no problem with it. All right, I'm just getting excited for WrestleMania.
What would it be if Cody Rhodes walked out in an I Beat Miggs t-shirt?
The chances are zero, but that would be awesome. Daily Miggs Show. Daily
Miggs Show. Pickleball is so big these days, and many people are playing it all over the place. But did you think that you could play for 36 hours straight?
Hell no.
Not a chance. We're going to tell you why people did that, and it was for an awesome reason after Stained. Steve Miggs is a group of pickleball players called Pickleballers.
I would imagine so.
Well, a group of pickleballers in Texas broke a world record by playing pickleball for 36 hours straight. It raised over $18,000 for this charity called Taylor's Gift, and that charity supports families of organ donors, which is super cool.
That's great, yeah.
The event producer is a guy named Colby Logan, and this is them talking about breaking the record at the event.
This foursome here is trying to bring the world record back to the U.S. at 36 hours. It always sounds crazy. I mean, it's unrealistic to do what they're talking about, but that's why it's a world record. So when you do something like that, it brings people together.
It's a great cause. We have Taylor's Gift, organ donation, and families that donate organs of loved ones that have passed, and they provide support to those families.
And that was another guy, Mark, that was a part of it all. When I heard this story, I thought of one of my buddies who did something like this. He's a pro wrestler based in Canada, and his name is Michael Richard Blaze, and he's an awesome dude, and he decided to wrestle for 8 straight hours. So to perform in the ring, wrestle different people, but perform for 8 straight hours. And he was doing it to raise money for a hospital in Canada, for a children's hospital.
That is so cool.
And we got him on the phone. Michael, could you tell us a little bit? First of all, thanks for joining us. But could you tell us also a little bit about what that was like for you?
Man, it was like pretty crazy, to be honest with you. It was really, really hard. But honestly, it was kind of like, it was more of a mental thing than a physical thing, I think, because you could kind of physically push through once you actually sat there and thought, like when I sat there and I would think, like, okay, I'm doing this for, like, a really good cause. I'm doing this, like, A, because I want to prove I can do it, but above all else, like, I'm raising a lot of money for this children's hospital. And it raised way more than I ever expected it to. It kind of made it a little easier, honestly, because there's so much support. And like by the end of it, we raised, I think, $11,000 for the children's hospital here. And I like literally just found out, though, like 3 weeks before that, that my fiance was pregnant with my first daughter.
Oh, man. I love that.
Yeah. So I had like this weird extra motivation going into it that nobody but me and her knew about, where I was just like, okay, not only am I doing this for like the children's hospital, but like I have a baby coming. And so now this like means even more to me, because who knows, maybe I'd have to take her there someday or something. And it just, it made it a lot easier to push through. But I'm not going to lie, that was 2 years ago that I did that. And like, I don't think my body's fully recovered from it even now.
That was going to be my question. Like, physically, what were some of the things that happened to you during those 8 hours? Because I can't even imagine what my knees would feel like after that.
My knees were really messed up after that. Honestly, my knees and like my back were pretty sore. Probably saw like 3-4 weeks after, like very sore, like hurt to take a step sore. Honestly, it impacted like a lot of my like workouts and stuff for a while too, because I'm just now getting back to like the stuff that I was doing before then, just because like my joints were sore and everything, and like my body was readjusting. It was worth it, honestly. I'll never say it wasn't worth it, no matter what it like may or may not have like done to me, just because like knowing that we raised that much money and we have like a little plaque on the wall at the children's hospital here now.
That's awesome.
Trying to commemorate it, which is really cool.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for taking some time to talk about your 8-hour wrestling match for a children's hospital. People can give you a follow on Instagram @GodsGiftMRB. Thanks again.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. It's like really cool that people still recognize that all this time after. And thank you guys.
Hats off to you, my friend. Definitely. I hope I get to run into you sometime soon.
Yeah, I hope I see you soon too. We still have a match together.
I know.
Let's do it.
Let's make it happen. Not 8 hours, though.
Maybe we go for like 4
minutes. Yes, 4 minutes.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate you, man.
Take care, Michael.
Thank you, guys.
Is there anything that you think you could do for a good cause, or not a good cause? I don't know. It's up to you. Anything you could do for like that long of time?
36 hours.
Because I one time toyed with the idea of like it'd be kind of cool to do like, you know, play goalie for 24 hours for like a charity thing, and then I'm like, I don't know if I physically could do 24 hours, 8 hours, or whatever in my goal a year.
I mean, I could maybe play cribbage for 36 hours.
I feel like you've done that at a festival.
Oh, maybe.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that you're a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us. And if you do, we'll hook you up with tickets to see Stone Temple Pilots August 29th at the Evergreen State Fair in Monroe. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have been playing for tickets to see Stone Temple Pilots on August 29th at the Evergreen State Fair in Monroe. And our contestant this morning is a very enthusiastic Amanda from Black Diamond. Good morning, Amanda.
Woo! Morning!
Yeah! Let's party, Amanda.
That's that Friday energy right there. All right, Amanda, you're stuck with me today because with Danny being on vacation, only one of us can play. And Steve is the keeper of the songs this morning.
And before we play the songs, Amanda, are you a big fan of Stone Temple Pilots?
I am.
Okay, because I feel like this will definitely help you in this situation. So are you ready?
I'm decent, okay?
Okay, well, you know what? Worst case scenario, we've got Taryn Daly, who's, you know, average at best in her hints. So I think you're going to be fine.
But we'll, I trust her.
Look, thank you.
We have no integrity. We're going to do everything in our power to help you win this game. Are you ready?
I got it. Let's go.
Here we go.
Oh, man. That's when I don't know.
Do you know who the artist is?
Can you play it one more time?
Yeah.
Do it again.
Don't worry. I mean, you can. Taryn looks very excited.
I think I might be able to help you.
Okay, help me.
So it's the band you're playing for tickets to see.
Yeah.
And I believe the song is like if you were eating a candy that was a little bit tart, it would be.
And then,
yes!
Look at you! Underrated song.
It's probably one of my more favorite Stone Temple Pilots songs.
Also, the number 4 record, which was the record when Scott got clean, they got back together. It's got like Down, it's got Sour Girl. One of my favorite Stone...
In 2000, it came out.
Yes, and then I think they did like a big concert on MTV, and I was just like, man, it's sad now looking back on it, but at the time, you're like, I'm so glad Scott's healthy. They sound great. They put out a phenomenal record. I mean, still to this day, number 4 is one of my favorite Stone Temple Pilots records, for sure. All right, we got to win
you. We love you, Migs.
I love you, too.
I have to say, my son is here. He's 6, and he loves playing the game every morning, so I had to say that.
What's his name?
Bodie, say hi.
Hi.
His name's Bodie.
Does Bodie want to say anything to all the listeners before we try and win you these tickets?
Well, who's your favorite band, Bodie?
Linkin Park.
Yeah. Let's go.
Good choice, Bodie.
All right, Taryn, pressure's on. You don't want to disappoint Amanda. Definitely don't want to disappoint Bodie. Mm-mm. Are you going to take Bodie to Stone Temple Pilots if you win him?
No, but we are going to Linkin Park. I got him Linkin Park tickets for Christmas.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Taryn, you ready?
Let's go. That's
going
to
be a mom show.
Yes.
Okay. Some mom beverages, right?
Exactly.
All right, here we go. We can live.
Oh. Okay.
You got it.
It's
Karen.
Everclear, and it's Santa Monica.
We
can live
beside the ocean. Go, Karen. Go, Karen.
Go, Amanda. Go, Amanda, all the way to the Evergreen State Fair.
Congratulations, you and one of your friends are going to have a great time over at the Stone Temple Pilots Show. Dude, I was on YouTube to find that song, and one of the comments just cracked me up because it's just so funny. This person wrote, everything was better in the 90s, including depression.
Oh, man.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have we talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about? Call in now, 206-803-ROCK. We will be checking in with the Rockaholics right after Tool. All morning, we have received calls and texts from you, but we haven't had a chance to get to just everyone yet, Steve. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Window Nation. So call up if there's something you would like to chime in on from today's show, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us.
A lot of texts this morning.
Oh, yeah, 206-803-ROCK.
We got texts about Kevin Smith. Kevin, who was on our show earlier, who's going to be here next week at the Alderwood 16 because of the 25th anniversary of the movie Dogma.
Yes, sir.
Where's that? What day is it? The 23rd?
I think it's Wednesday.
Yes, and dogmamovie.com if you want to get tickets. Tickets are going quick. So if you want a chance to meet Kevin Smith, he's going to be there doing a Q&A. Now's your time to get it. In fact, one person texted and said, I got to meet him. Oh, I got to meet Jason Mewes, who's Jay from the Jay and Silent Bob character.
Yes.
And he said, I met him last year. It'd be nice to meet Kevin Smith as well one day. Well, next week's your chance. Another person said, Kevin, I can't wait to see Alan Rickman on the big screen again. You rock. Me and my dad are big fans of your work. Thanks for all the movies that you do, which is pretty cool that someone texted us.
Oh, hoping, yeah.
We'll relay the message to Kevin Smith.
Yeah, since we're such tight friends now.
Right. Although somebody did bring up a good point. It was probably there was a couple of favorite moments from that interview. He was awesome. But someone said, I was an altar boy too. That was too funny. Loved the Kevin Smith interview. So that was a pretty fun moment. And we have it Kevin was talking about Dogma and how it's not a shot at people who are religious. He even when he wrote it, he was a rather religious person. Mm-hmm. And here he is talking about that.
Yeah, that was not the aim. Like, that movie is made by somebody who believes in all the tenets of the faith. When I wrote it, I was Catholic. So it was never designed to be a movie that made fun of people with faith. It was a flick that could only be written by a kid who was an altar boy for 12 years who would giggle every time the priest would say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."
LOL.
Did you get the ring? Did you get the ring? Did you get to ring the bells when you were the altar boy? That was status.
Oh, you are deep cut. You know the bells. That was one of my favorite parts, right? Because when I was a kid sitting in the audience, I didn't know who was doing the bells, and I was like, "That's the magic of Jesus."
Yeah.
And then when you become part of the show, they tell you like you ring the bells when you listen to the thing. You're like, "Oh, I see behind this curtain."
That is so funny. The pressure you would have. When I was an altar boy, which is funny how he reacted when I mentioned that part, because that every altar boy that's ever been in a Catholic church knows that was like the ultimate nod of like, we trust you. You can ring the bell because there was a certain point in the sermon where the priest would say something and you'd have to go jingle, 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 jingle.
So wait, are you, okay, since I'm not familiar with the Catholic church as you are you like in front of everyone or is this like a hidden place?
You're up on stage, for lack of better terms, but you're up there with the priest, but you're kind of sitting in the background or kneeling, depending on what's going on, and so you're no eyes are on you, all eyes are on the priest, and he's saying his stuff, and then he says something, and then out of nowhere just comes this jingling of a bells. It's almost like it's like five or six little mini bells that are all attached to like this thing, and you just kind of like just turn your arm a little bit.
So only one person gets to ring the bells per time.
And I'm not sure if it was this way with Kevin, but it was always like the person who was like the most respected of all the altar boys, like whoever was the most trusted, because you didn't want to F that up. And I remember one time I had a few times where I got to do it, but the level, I would be sweating. Like, I do not want to screw this up, because if I screw it up, in my head, I'm thinking the priest is going to yell at me. He's going to send me to hell.
That was really your thought process?
Yeah.
You're going down, boy.
Yeah, I mean, they instilled a lot of fear. And that's part of why I don't go to a Catholic church anymore. And part of why I was just, after Catholic high school, I was just done. It was just a gnarly vibe.
Can you be an altar girl?
I mean, I bet now, at the time, probably not. And then also on top of that, then it was a money-making opportunity. Because if you were an altar boy, and if you were got in cahoots with the right people, they would hire you to work weddings.
A paid gig?
Yes. I would get $20.
What would you have to do with the weddings?
Ring the bell.
No.
The Daily Mix Show.
Pineapple on pizza. Fries dipped in milkshake. Ketchup on eggs. What about hot dogs and peeps, Steve Miggs?
Oh,
we're
going to
talk about a heated debate at 9:50. I don't know about you, Miggs. I'm always up for weird flavor combinations. So this guy just posted this video trying a new flavor combo. It's a hot dog bun that is made entirely of yellow peeps.
Okay.
And they're selling it in Massachusetts. The place is called Lexi's Road Dogs. This is him trying it.
My friends down here at Lexi's Road Dogs, we started off as a joke. We're talking about a hot dog and a peep bun.
I wonder if it started like as an April Fool's prank, and then people are like, I'd try it. And then they're like, well, F it. Get some peeps. Let's make it happen.
It's a hot dog, but instead of a regular bun, it's peeps. And we're gonna try it for the first time here. Okay, I'm not going to lie. This is really, really good. I'm not even playing. Hot dog and peeps. I'm going to give that a 9.1 out of 10. That's how good it was.
Would you try it? Even if it was a plant-based dog?
I would give it a whirl, absolutely. But I'm about to call BS on this story and this person because I'm reading a little bit about it. And apparently the place that he tried it at is owned by his freaking wife. So of course he's going to say good things.
This is a total scam.
Absolutely.
The Daily Migs Show.
There are many horrible things that can happen while you're on an airplane, right? Well, one woman just experienced something so gnarly that it would probably mean I'd never get on an airplane again.
Toenail clipping.
You're going to hear from her during the Daily Migs download after Guns N' Roses.
Is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Happy Friday, Ryan Castle. You ready for Easter?
Yeah.
Do you have Keister. Chocolate?
Can't wait. It's Easter and 420 on the same day. The chocolate bunnies never stood a chance.
They went from Peter Cottontail to Peter Cottonmouth.
Yeah,
buddy. Let's go. Toke it up. Hey, the DMG is brought to you by Palace Law. Big win for our Seattle Mariners. I thought they were going to blow it, but then they end up going into the extra innings and end up beating the Cincinnati Reds 11-7. They're in Toronto for the weekend. And shout out to Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh. He's been on a tear, hitting 6 home runs in under a week. He's also moved to second place in Major League Baseball with 8 home runs total. And the reason a lot of people believe
is that big paycheck?
That and the big bat. He got one of those torpedo bats.
Oh, there you go.
A little bit of both.
There's a young woman who was on a flight from D.C. to New York City, and she had another passenger deliver some bad news as the plane was getting ready to land. This is what she posted. Her name is Noelia.
A girl next to me and myself just got projectile vomited on.
Oh, God. Okay, I think I'm good after that. That is awful.
Vomited on a Delta flight. Not a long flight at all, but it was a little bit bumpy because of some rainy weather. We were literally minutes away from landing. It smelled like someone had burped, and it smelled like beer. And I...
Ryan, were you flying recently?
I have never thrown up on a plane.
I have.
Have you really?
But I went to the bathroom.
Do they still put the barf bags in the seat?
They did. I brought it to the bathroom. Oh. I don't know why I brought it to the bathroom.
It was
one of those radio conventions. We hadn't even taken off yet. And I'm like, I better go to the bathroom.
I've certainly done the leg shake sweat on a plane before, but I've never actually vomited.
The best is the upper lip sweat. That's when you know you're in big trouble.
Do you need help? I can get you help if you need help. Somebody said that to me one time.
And I had my headphones in. I was listening to music really loudly. So, like, I did not hear this man vomit. The girl sitting next to me taps on my arm, and I look at her. She points at me, and I realize I have this man's vomit all over my left side. It was on my jacket. It was on my shirt. It was everywhere.
How do you make that good?
I don't think.
You want to know what Delta did?
Yes.
They offered them a bunch of napkins and some bonus Sky Miles. Problem resolved.
That's hilarious.
What did he have for lunch?
I'm sure she knows. She knows at least he was drinking, it sounds like.
Oh, that was Sloppy Joe. Great.
Well, it's a weird transition to go from that to then, hey, a couple cool food establishments are going to be opening up here in the Pacific Northwest. Raising Cane's, they're going to be opening up over in Lynnwood. They're going to be making that happen very soon. They just permits were filed for a spot. Also going to be opening up one in the University District sometime this year. And then they're even going to try and make it out. They're definitely going to make it out, but at some point to Covington and Silverdale as well.
I always thought Raising Cane's sounded like some reality TV show about a family with 10 children or something.
Yeah, well.
In Arkansas.
that enjoys eating chicken, apparently. And then have you ever heard of this place called Egg Slut?
Been to the spot in Vegas. It's fantastic.
What's so great about it?
It's just awesome. Besides
the name. Besides,
the food is fire, I swear.
Well, both of the things they have there are fantastic. The eggs and the sluts.
Well, they'll be opening up in Capitol Hill, so you'll be able to get your egg slut fix in Capitol Hill, which I feel like probably has already been happening at some point.
Right next door to Biscuit Bitch.
Dude.
Come on.
And Bimbos. Yes.
You guys know all the hot spots. Look at you.
Hey, as far as weather, in a high of 69 degrees.
Yeah. Nice.
Thank you. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.